welcome to another episode. The Level Up Show Podcast is here to rock your ass. We talk video games, present, future, and past. We'll talk about the news, what we play recently. You'll find us on Twitter at TLUFB. We're TLUFB!
I'm an idiot. Hello there. This is a Level Up Show Podcast again. I think it's episode 327. I forgot to look. It is. I'm Ralph. Everybody's here this time.
Woo!
Ryan, Derek, how are y'all?
Sleepy.
Yeah.
A little sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I went to bed at a decent time last night. I went to bed at like 11:30. It wasn't like I stayed up crazy late, but I woke up sleepy. I think we woke Ryan up.
Well, I went to bed at like 4 in the morning.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
I don't know. It just happens.
What were you playing? What were you? Well, I guess
I was watching YouTube. Well, I was playing Persona 4 Golden for a little while, but I was mostly watching YouTube.
Watching YouTube, yeah. See,
I was watching that No One Lives Forever Digital Foundry thing for a while, and then other stuff.
Okay. Nice.
Well, I got up at like 4 in the morning yesterday to go to work. Right there with you.
Yeah. High fiving out the door is what you guys are doing. He's coming into bed, you're going out the door.
He's getting into the same bed.
Yeah. Well, don't spoil it for everybody.
I mean, that's just smart to share a bed if you're not sleeping in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It stays nice and comfortable. It's already like broken in, you know. You just curl up in that same spot and you're good.
Yeah, I've warmed it up for him.
Yeah. It's like sitting on a warm toilet seat. Everybody's favorite thing.
Oh, I don't.
Great.
No? No one likes... No, you don't like a warm toilet seat?
It depends on how that toilet seat got warm, but...
Oh, you know. You saw the contents of the bowl before you sat down.
I was at a local Shell station the other day, and I went in the bathroom, and there was a ring of poop smeared on the seat. And I don't know. Somebody had done that on purpose. That was not an accident.
I think... I think as you get older, somehow you get like your bowels just explode more, because I swear to God, every time my dad comes over, the toilet is atrocious after he leaves. I have to clean it every time because he'll shit. This is great content to start the show with, but he'll shit and it's all over the front side of the bowl. And I'm like, how is it on the front of the bowl? Like, how am I scraping the front with this fucking toilet brush? But it's just like, I swear to God, the older you get, it just like explodes.
Is he even on the seat yet? It just,
I don't know if he makes it.
He'd have it over his pants.
He doesn't smell, so maybe not.
Well,
maybe he's trying not to sit on the seat. Yeah,
he's hovering and just.
Does he even put the
he just sits on the bowl. He's okay. Just bowl only. Yeah, he likes that porcelain feel.
You guys should watch. There's this it happened like earlier this year. One of the people on Pat McAfee's cast tells a story about how he accidentally shit his pants.
Oh yeah, it was
Boston Connor.
Was it Boston Connor? Yeah, that was a good show. I watched that.
Which is just wild to me because like I've had to like go to the bathroom pretty bad, but never like that where I just like could not help it and just immediately like started shitting my pants.
I mean, I've sharted, you know, I've had a good shart, but
yeah, that's one thing. But this is like made it sound like he was just like. Started pooping as he was going to the bathroom, and he could not stop.
like brand new white pants or something like that too, right? Something it's like, yeah.
Yeah, he said he had like some Lululemon underwear and sweatpants.
Throw them away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that.
Poop talk?
Why don't we just talk about the news?
Oh man, how do you top that? That is the news. The shit machine continues rolling.
Oh yes, I see that you have the news. Bring it to me, please. Quite.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's start with something closer to that. Did you hear about this wild card football that got announced?
I didn't. I just pulled it up as I saw it on the list, but I did not hear about this. I mean, you know, a game is relative when it has Colin Kaepernick on the cover.
If that trailer, it features heavy Colin Kaepernick. But here's the thing I'm learning. This game does not have the NFL license, but it has the NFLPA license. So, yeah, all these players are up in here. So this is from the same people who brought us NBA Playgrounds 1 and 2, which could have been great, but they did everything they could to make it
not
frustrating
great.
As hell.
Yep.
Because you had to, like, unlock all your players through card packs, and you had to, like, grind to get the currency card packs. So I have no faith in this, but I'm totally on board with an arcadey football game.
All of us on this podcast know that arcade style sport games are fun and should be made more often, but it seems like no one can make one anymore.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, I played Dunk Lords, which I thought was pretty great, which was like NBA Jam, sort of, but like nobody played it apparently.
Yeah.
That was a good time. And like we had some fun with NBA Playgrounds, but like it's like they could have made it so much more fun to play because I had like some stupid shot meter.
Right.
You had fill up just right. And like, I don't know.
I mean, listen, you play Bulls Blazers on the Super Nintendo. Did you have to unlock any bullshit in that game? No, you just fucking played.
You could only Bulls or the Blazers.
But
no, that's not
true. But you got to play. And it was just like, it was there and it was fun. So like, I understand that a lot of people want sim games. Not Sim City, but like simulated football or basketball. Like that's why the 2K games and Madden do so well. But for us, for folks that don't care about that kind of stuff or aren't winning 77 Super Bowls like Ryan here, I want an arcade game. Give me a Blitz, man. Just give me Blitz.
Well, Madden kind of is an arcade game because it is not a good simulation game.
That's fair. Yeah, that's true. You're right.
But yeah, I don't know. They tried to bring Blitz back and
failed miserably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I loved that version, but yeah. I kind of wonder if this game doesn't have the NFL license because the NFL was like, no.
We don't want to do this.
We'll let you make our football game look crazy. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, but maybe it's just a money thing also, but it seems kind of odd.
Madden had that playground type mode too, where they made the game a little crazy. And that didn't go over very well either. Like, I mean, NFL obviously proved it, but it just wasn't a fun thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully it's okay, but I don't have a whole lot of hope.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll see what happens. So,
I thought that 2K did have the NFL license, though, which is weird. And they had the license to make a game like this, but not a simulation game. So it is weird
that's what I
they're
thought.
Not allowed to use the teams.
I mean, unless I'm missing something, because it looks – I don't see any NFL logo at all.
No.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's just the players, which is so weird. So, but they're making another NFL football game or NFL-like football game too, and I don't know what that's going to be.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But because they were supposed to be making two NFL games, and one, I think, is this thing, and then I don't know what the other one's going to be.
You would think with the NFL making as much money as it does, just in general with people watching it, that this is a no-brainer to just make a bunch of NFL games.
Yeah. But they used to. Well, but it used to be, what was the one? Game Day? Was that the NFL? Or was that college?
That was college. I think that was college.
That 989 Sports had a college and NFL game.
Yeah. It was Game Day and Game Breaker, I think. Okay. Yeah.
And then 2K had their thing, and then Madden obviously was around. And then there was also like those random ones, like that Peyton Manning one, and
NFL Fever or something.
So there used to be a ton, and NFL's just decided they don't want that much money. So,
man,
NFL Extreme, NFL Blitz, yeah, that was a lot.
I remember the '90s when it'd be like. John Elway's quarterback, Troy Aikman football, Emmitt Smith football.
Everybody was doing it.
Prime football.
Where's Antonio Brown's football? That's what I need.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably in this. I would be surprised. Okay. There was a Nintendo Direct. Did you know?
I did.
And you watched it all?
I watched the whole shebang, buddy.
I mostly watched it. I skimmed some of it, but I got the gist of it. Ryan, did you check all this out?
I watched most of it. I don't think I watched the whole thing, though.
Okay. Well, I guess just tell me if you're super interested about something. Pokemon DLC coming to Scarlet and Violet. Was that the last one?
Yes.
Okay. None of us played it, but, you know, it might be fine. Palia or Palia?
Palia, I think it is.
Okay. That's like a free-to-play farming thing. I don't know. Might be fine. Who knows?
Blah.
A lot of farming stuff. There's a lot of farming stuff in the previous direct. Yeah.
It's the hotness. Persona 5 Tactica. What?
Let's go. I'm in for this, obviously.
This is Fire Emblem cross
Persona 5 with chibi art style, yeah.
So this is basically reverse Tokyo Mirage Sessions?
Maybe.
Yeah, kinda. I don't... Yeah.
Ryan, is this up your alley? Are you into this?
Well, I'll probably play it. I don't really know if it's going to be, like...
Worth the shit?
Yeah, because I don't... Is Atlas actually the one making it, or is it somebody else making it for Atlas?
I don't know. I can tell you.
Because, like, I don't know if they've made a game like this in recent memory, so I don't know if it'll be good or not. But it should be... I don't know. I think the story parts will probably be good.
This says Atlas and P Studio. I don't know what P Studio
That's
is.
It's just the Persona Studio.
Okay. does that come out this year?
It does. Sound right? September, I think?
Yeah, November.
November? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I already pre-ordered on... Well, I mean, it could be a placeholder date, but I already pre-ordered on Amazon, and I think it's November.
Okay.
Yeah, November 17th is what they have, but that could be a placeholder.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited for this, for sure.
Yeah, no, it looked all right. Myth Force. I think that looked kind of neat. Inspired by Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah, I thought it looked like Masters of the Universe, sort of.
I was way into this. It kind of reminded me of, like, Magicka, but better. If you remember the Magicka game that came out. I mean, I think there was two of them, actually. Kind of like first person, a little faster in, fighting styles and things like that.
Okay, but not quite Gangsta Magic.
Yeah, definitely not Gangsta Magic, and definitely not the now delayed another month or so that Avium game.
Oh, Immortals of Avium.
Yeah, that game got delayed, but definitely not like that. More cartoony, but I thought this looked awesome.
Yeah, and it's coming out on everything. It sounds like not just Switch.
Apparently, it's out on PC now. It was an early access game. I didn't know that. So
okay, didn't either. Some kind of Splatfest. I don't know. I forgot what it said.
Yeah, I don't know. I just live blogged this whole thing as I watched it. Not at work. I watched it on my own time. Definitely not at work.
Absolutely. Why would you watch it? To get paid to watch it.
Yeah, why?
Detective Pikachu's back.
Woo!
That's cool.
You could have watched it while taking a blowout at work.
I think I blew out before this, so I couldn't go ahead.
Okay.
40-minute blowout.
Yeah.
Anybody care about the Detective Pikachu Returns?
I never played the first one or watched them.
I saw the movie. I saw the movie. I thought the movie was fun. I never played the DS game. I never played it. Ralph, did you play it?
No, I keep thinking about trying to pick it up, but it's getting...
Probably more expensive.
Like, I mean, it's not super expensive, but I think it's around $50 now. And it's like, I don't know if I care that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to check out whatever this is, but I didn't play the original, so I don't have any, like, reverence for this.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably pick it up. I think it comes out in
October 6th.
Um, what Derek predicted and lost his mind over, Super Mario RPG remake.
Fuck yes. Oh, God.
Getting remade.
I'm so excited. I'm so fucking excited. You have no fucking idea. I'm just like, I'm over the moon.
It comes out this year, too, right?
Oh, yeah. November 17th.
Yeah, ooh, busy day for a wallet. Yeah. That's right.
My mom's birthday also, so it's definitely an expensive day. Mom, I bought you this game you can't play. I'm going to keep it for myself.
I don't know. I was very surprised. Like, I'm glad it happened. I'm just hoping. I remember that game being very difficult, and I don't know if it still is, but I hope it's not really frustrating.
I mean, but you got to think, and we kind of touched on this last week while you were gone. They haven't done, like, you know, Super Mario RPG or, like, the Mario and Luigi stuff in a while. They did the Paper Mario stuff, but I hope that they just take all the things they've learned from all the Paper Mario and the Mario and Luigi's, you know, duo games and put that to use in this game with at least a little more some updates. Because I do feel like there was definitely a difficulty curve that ramped up pretty fast. But I'm fucking stoked for this game. I can't. I mean, part of me wishes that it would have been Yoshi's Island after the conversation we had last week. I was hoping that was going to just speak it into existence of the black screen and the baby crying. But I'm way, way pumped for RPG.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad. Because maybe that would make them make a sequel to it one day. Because, like, I don't know. It sounds like the pre-orders have already sold super well. Oh, so.
Dude, this game's going to make gangbusters for them.
Yeah.
I'm confused by Cheap Ass Gamer was listing the Play Asia version. Like, is it just because it's cheaper or something?
Yeah, because you could use some coupon to get it cheaper, but
I didn't see that.
I don't know. I saw that today, I think, but it may not happen today. There's a Princess Peach game coming out, another one, in next year.
You just recently played Princess Peach on the DS, right?
I haven't played it in a long time, but I do own it. It's right here.
I want to say I believe it is on your Surmise the Score backlog list.
Yes, it is.
Or at one time it was.
I just put it back on there.
Saving Mario.
Yeah. Can you see Mario is
tied up?
Oh. He's all tied up. He's going to get violated.
He's not missing, but he's there.
Yeah. I could see him.
Definitely not missing.
Nope. I don't know. That's cool. Give her more games. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm in. Somebody said that it looked like it was like a side scroller kind of beat 'em up. The way I looked at it was like a Paper Mario kind of thing. So if we get Paper Princess Peach would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd be fine. I didn't get a great feel for what it was. Yeah. And it didn't even have a title.
Nope. And then like she turned into Rosalina or something at the end. I don't know. It was weird.
What if it was like a co-op beat 'em up?
Yep.
Yeah, he'd be Rosalina, Peach, Daisy.
I'm in.
Oh, I guess Birdo's a boy, technically.
But but he's pink, so he's a girl.
Well,
he is now identifying.
I mean, it's in one of these manuals. Was it Mario 2? Yeah, it says it's a boy, he likes to dress up like a girl.
Hey, it's fine.
I don't know if that's still canon.
It's the most canon now.
Yes, it is. Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, which is also right here.
Great game.
Getting ported to the Switch. I guess it's just a port. I don't know.
Yeah. Look to be.
I mean, that's cool. I don't know why they couldn't just do the first Luigi's Mansion and Dark Moon together.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait, so they'd have the same game?
No, the GameCube game is different than Dark Moon. Dark Moon is a sequel.
Oh. Well, they ported the GameCube 1 to 3DS.
Yeah, they did.
So that's why I was confused. I thought they said that they were putting the original Luigi's Mansion on Switch.
But no. Dark Moon, yeah.
Well, one day. But yeah, I don't know why. Just put them both together. I mean, Nintendo won't do that, but, you know, that's
I'm in for that, though. I like Luigi's Mansion, and I would like to play another one. The kids like Luigi's Mansion. I would play another one.
Got an urge to vacuum?
No, not my house, but in a video game, apparently.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Vacuum this mansion.
Right.
The Arkham Trilogy is coming to Switch. Woo! And if you buy it physically, you're in trouble because only Arkham Asylum is on
the cartridge. Yeah, I was going to say it's all downloads, right?
Because Warner Brothers hates
everything.
Doing anything the right way, I guess.
Surprised it's not like a cloud version of Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. You know, Switch can't run a PS3 or 360.
Arkham Knight, I mean.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. But Arkham Knight may not look so hot on it, but I mean, that's cool.
Is that confirmed that's only for Switch, or is that a collection coming to PS5 and stuff, or do we not know?
Well, so it's already
technically a thing.
What was that Arkham collection on PS4? Was that Asylum?
That was just Asylum and Arkham City. But like, okay. None of those games are on PS5 or Series X. You can just play them through backwards compatibility.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they came in a collection. Then that'd be easy money.
There's a digital Arkham collection out there right now, but that's it.
Okay. Gloomhaven, I am not sure what this is, if I'm being honest.
I don't remember what Gloomhaven is. You can give some, you move on. I don't remember.
Something with that building. Probably. Bob-Bula.
Probably a farming simulator again.
Okay. Yeah, building simulator.
Right.
Another Just Dance game. Okay. Silent Hope.
Not Silent Hill. Don't get it confused. I know it looks like the same, but it's not.
I feel like it's kind of weird that, well, I don't know why this matters, but XSEED putting Trinity Trigger and Silent Hope out in the same year when they look a lot alike, but maybe they're not alike at all.
I thought the Silent Hope game looked kind of nifty.
Yeah, I mean, it looks okay. Looks like it's got farming, I think. Yeah,
right.
I don't think Trinity Trigger had that, so. It's cool. Oh, yeah. Baby's crying. Fae Farm.
More fairies. We love fairies.
And farming.
And it's a console exclusive.
That's weird.
Super weird. I thought that was super weird, too.
I was going to look up what this company had made before. Phoenix Labs.
I've seen that name before.
Yeah, I had too, and I...
Oh, this says Dauntless.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
I didn't either, I don't think.
Another Hot Wheels Unleashed game.
Fuck yeah. I'm in. I mean, I fell off Hot Wheels 1 pretty quick, but I enjoyed the time that I had with it, so I'm in for a second one.
I liked it, but something about the handling in that game, or the difficulty, I don't know, it just seemed like unfair to me. But
yeah, like I said, I fell off it pretty quick.
I like the idea, though.
Yep.
So
I'm in for more.
Manic Mechanics, that looks like some kind of co-op.
Overcooked, but with cars.
Yeah, might be fun. I don't know.
Not for me.
No. Mario plus Rabbit Sparks of Hope DLC, which I guess came out already.
Yeah, Shadow Drop that day.
Is kind of meh, it sounds like, but I'm not sure.
Didn't play it.
You know, I don't know.
Nope.
Ryan, Dragon Quest Monsters Dark Prince. What is that?
I'm not sure. It didn't look like a main Dragon Quest game, so I didn't really pay attention. Like, I really don't have any interest in like their spinoff. They're not really anything like the main Dragon Quest games. So, other than Builders, I bought both of those Builders games and haven't played either one of them.
Played a demo of one of them. It seemed fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of Monsters. There's some Dragon Quest game. I don't know if it's coming out in America, but maybe it's called like Infinity Strash. I don't know what the hell that means, but it looks all right. I think it's like an action RPG. But Strash, that's a great name. Maybe that's a character. I don't know.
Might be.
Pikmin. Pikmin everywhere.
I just don't care about Pikmin.
I don't either. I think it's cool that Pikmin 1 and 2 is getting its own physical release on Switch, like, together. But I just, I don't know.
How did they not do 3? They have 1, 2, and 4, and they just...
Was 3 on, was 3 on the Switch already?
Yeah, that's 3 why. Already has...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It, I mean, it came out on Wii U originally, but...
Yeah.
I got all this within reach. I have the first Pikmin here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you like about that? How do you feel about that?
Like, I don't know. I had Pikmin 4 pre-ordered because it was part of one of those Target buy one, get one half off or something sales. And then I canceled it after this direct.
I just like, don't. I'm not gonna like this. I don't care about those games. They just don't. They don't do anything for me.
There's a demo now.
Snooze.
I'll try the fourth one. Metal Gear Solid is back.
Again.
Better than ever.
Well.
It's volume 1, so that implies there might be volume 2.
Yeah. There's 3 games on this, or is there more? Anybody know?
1, 2, 3. Well, there's more because Solid... number 3 has like the old like NES and Super Nintendo games on there, so got like Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2, so it's got that stuff, because I think they're doing like the, you know, like they always release like this, like, I don't know if they still do this, but at the time they did this, they released like some enhanced version of Metal Gear Solid 2 or 3 or whatever, and Metal Gear Solid 3 came with a bunch of the old games on it, so there's technically more than 3, but it's just because 3 comes with that stuff.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah, all right. I saw where you could pre-order that on PS5, at least physical version.
Oh yeah, I saw the GameStop one, but it's not like a GameStop exclusive, is it?
I don't think so. I wouldn't imagine. But,
yeah.
You know,
I'm not sure if I want to do that, because like I don't think they've said, because they did a HD ports of that, I think it was Bluepoint did, of 2 and 3, and I don't know if this is those versions of the game or if it's some like own port that Konami's doing that is completely separate. That was never like clarified, I don't think. At least in any of the like those streams, maybe there's like some article somewhere that clarifies that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I yeah, you never know about Konami. They may have Mercury Steam doing all this. Who knows? Okay, Vampire Survivors coming to Switch
with couch co-op.
That's good. That's good. I'm in.
Do you think, I was gonna say, you think you and the wife would play a little Vampire Survivor couch co-op? I could see that happening.
I don't think she will, but me and
you and little bird.
We could try.
Yeah, just hand her the controller. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't do anything. Yeah, just move.
Okay, we'll
see. I wonder if they'll put the new Super Mario Brothers bubble technology in this when you're playing couch co-op. Just you run out of the screen and just...
I have a baby crying in real life.
Don't need another one. Yeah. Why not stress yourself out twice as much?
Headbangers Rhythm Royale. I kind of missed this trailer. What was this?
It looked like a weird fucking rhythm based battle royal game.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's good. Who knows?
Yeah, it was a strange trailer, to say the least.
More of those.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like almost like, what's the game? Fall Guys, kind of.
Okay.
With different, you and 29 other pigeons competing against each other.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go.
But it's not Double Kick Heroes.
It is not Double Kick Heroes, which is a better game.
Penny's Big Breakaway. That looked all right. 3D platformer from the Sonic Mania team. I'm into that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is the dude. I couldn't think of his name the other week, but it's that dude, right?
Christian Whitehead.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Christian Whitehead. I mean, here's the deal. I feel like we've gotten a few of these like old school type 3D platformers lately, and they haven't been great. So I have no faith that this is going to be good. It also looks like Bubsy, and that makes me not feel so good. So I hope it's good.
3D.
Well, it's clearly. I'm going to reserve judgment because I don't want another. What, I can't think of the fucking name. What was that really bad game from the dude? That dude. Oh God, Balan Wonderworld. I don't need another Balan Wonderworld in my life. So I don't want to get excited for this and then have it turn out to be a fucking Balan Wonderworld.
Well, I'm pretty sure the team will be
awesome. Don't say that because I'll make a fucking sequel to Balan Wonderworld and tell us all we're wrong.
I think only that guy can make that game. Like, there's nobody else making that kind of game.
Oh God, what a bad game.
Pretty sure the team who made Balan Wonderworld is making that Sonic Superstars game. Minus what's his name, because he's not in jail yet, but he might
he's
be.
Going to jail. Yeah
keep wanting to say Yu Suzuki.
I wanted to say Yu Suzuki too. I was like Yu Suzuki.
Yuji Naka.
Yeah, Yuji Naka. there you go. Okay,
that's I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. We'll see.
Right. Costumes.
What's that?
There are a lot of costumes in that game, as they not said.
I hope so. I hope when you get hit, lose it.
Yeah, it's pretty much all it had. One button game, a bunch of costumes.
One button is the power button. That's what that's been. Mario Kart 8, getting some booster stuff.
Oh, that wasn't Mortal Kombat 8?
Finally, Mortal Kombat 8 is coming to Switch. It should.
Well, I thought get another MK8 though, because they the reboot.
Yeah, we're gonna, in 20 years we'll be back at MK8.2.
That's fine. I thought for sure they were gonna be like, this Mario Kart 8 DLC is available today, but no.
Nope.
They did not.
Still not summer. Ready.
Got some new characters coming.
Yeah.
So I'm into that.
Love me some Petey Piranha. I'm always in for some Petey Piranha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How's he driving?
Dangerously.
Okay. I accept that answer.
What does his hands look like?
Hands?
Enhanced?
Piranha. This guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hands.
They make him look like he can drive. So, oh, I see his cart. You can't really tell how he's driving in that cart.
You know is he can't drive 50.
There are people that have cosplayed Petey Piranha because that showed up in one of the images.
I think everyone's cosplayed as everything, right? Like, it's just like, there isn't anything people haven't probably done at this point.
What about Balan from Balan
Wonderworld? I guarantee you some dipshit fucking Balan Wonderworlded themselves out just to be that person. That's what he walks around in a daily now.
Hey,
if they don't recognize me, they won't send me to jail.
That's just smart right there.
Did you watch someone's costume all the time? That's how you know who he is.
Right.
Ryan, you're excited. Star Ocean 2 getting that HD2D.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like, I don't know, like there's something like wrong with my brain or something, because like I see that game, and I just think it looks ugly as hell.
I agree.
But I see so many people talk about how it looks so great and it's so beautiful. It's like you just made like horrible 2D art in a not so good looking 3D world.
Right.
I agree. But, I mean, I don't know. I think like this isn't going to be probably a wise thing to say, but like 3D Dot Game Heroes.
Ooh.
I feel like did this pretty well, where it looked like, you know, like 2D pixel stuff in a 3D world, and I thought that
looked all right. Looked great,
yeah. They made the 3D world look sort of pixelated too, though. But they don't do that in the HD 2D stuff. They make like the 2D pixel art, and the 3D world looks so different. It doesn't fit. It's like when they had like the Lego stuff, and some of the stuff doesn't look like it's Lego. It just doesn't really looks odd.
Yeah, you know? Or an old Resident Evil game. No, not.
Yeah, with the nice looking backgrounds, and then the characters can't even tell they have a face.
Well, I thought I was kind of interested in this till I saw the HD D2D. Honestly, it's like I don't.
I think they're being like extremely faithful to the story and all that stuff, which is, if they're gonna do that, then like they already remastered the first game and put it out, and it looks pretty much like the PSP version. And I think those look great. So I was like, why not just do that again? Like, especially if you're not going to make any major changes. Why do this weird-ass art style that's probably not going to age well and already looks like trash?
So, it's all the rage. I don't know.
Square Enix is way into it, because they're doing it. I don't know when that Dragon Quest, was it Dragon Quest 3? I don't know. There's some early Dragon Quest game that they are also making in that art style that they showed once and then have not really updated.
Wasn't that the one that they were going to do, like, they were going to let you switch between the types of art style?
I don't remember, but yeah, there's some Dragon Quest game that they're doing like that, and I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago that they showed it, and yeah. I don't know if they really showed it since.
I feel like that was it. I feel like I feel like that was what they were doing.
So they really like that art style. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I just put up with it because most of the games that have that art style play okay. But I think it's hideous.
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, I know the games with that art style that have come out have been pretty good for the most part. But yeah, I do not care for it.
And I don't even think this one is going to look like, because a lot of them, like, I don't think you can control the camera, but this one you might be able to control the camera. I don't, maybe not. Maybe you won't be able to, but it looks more 3D than some of those HD 2D ones, so, which makes me think it could look even worse. But
somehow, some way,
it comes out this year, so we'll find out.
November 17th.
Yep.
No,
I think it's a little bit earlier than that. I think it's like early November.
Okay, that's good.
I pre-ordered that on Square Enix's freaking website.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because of that whole pixel remaster fiasco, and then they put it out on everything. So, and I have it on Amazon and Square Enix, and I sent Square Enix a request to cancel my order, and it's like, oh yeah, we'll usually get back in 2 business days, and it's like it's been a week, and I've heard nothing, and they have already charged my account. Normally when you do a pre-order, it'll sit there maybe as like waiting to post, but this is already posted, so they already have my money. No idea. I don't have an account with them, so I just did it as a guest. So I don't know. I'll probably wait a little bit longer, then I'll have to contact them again to try to cancel my pre-order and get them to give me my money back.
Nobody runs that website. I'm sorry.
it's a transactional only website. Yeah. They're there to take, not to give back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they definitely took. They would have took my money for the pixel remaster, but yeah,
they said no, we don't want that.
Yeah, they don't want that. I still don't understand why that was so limited. Like, that thing freaking sold out immediately. And like, why would they not make more copies of that?
Oh, they would.
I don't know. Because I even signed up to be alerted when it came back in stock, and it came back in stock and they didn't alert me. It's like, thanks a lot, you pricks. You just made it worse.
Well, what makes me nervous is like, they claim that the only reason why it came back in stock was because of canceled pre-orders. So did they wait all the way until the game was released to be like, okay, now we're honoring these pre-orders that got canceled and we're giving you your money back? So like, makes me think I'm going to have to wait all the way until this game is released just for Square Enix to respond to my canceled pre-order.
Yeah, I mean, this one guy running that whole show, I don't know. Yeah, he's back there. He got hands. Like, what's he supposed to do? You know, talk to text only works so well.
Yeah.
Also in early November, we get another WarioWare game, Move It.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think this looks that good, personally, but sure.
I don't either. I the last WarioWare game was okay. Like, they have not actually made a really good WarioWare game in a long time.
Right.
Probably since, well, like an original one, probably since the Wii or DS or something. Yeah. It looks like it needs a lot of motion control, which I'm like, I don't really want to do this with my Switch because
it's not what I have a Switch for.
Well, it's like my Joy-Cons got fixed, but I still don't think they're fixed, so it's not worth it. We'll see. Maybe it's good.
I'd rather them do a WarioWare similar to like Mario Party Superstars, but better, where they just take a bunch of the old shit and then put it onto a newer cartridge.
Yeah, that's like how that WarioWare Gold was on 3DS. Which is fine. That's fine. Yep. Yeah, but they could easily brought that to Switch.
Right.
Who knows? And then the big reveal, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, the crossover with that Wonder movie.
Balan Wonder World.
Or that, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's the deep fake you didn't know about.
Isn't if that... Yeah. If that did that boy in Wonder had elephantitis, because this could almost cross over.
Is that where you have like giant balls or something?
Yeah.
Mario with giant balls, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely.
I mean, you gotta have giant balls to look like an elephant in this day and age.
Yeah.
That trunk ain't just for eating, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got two melons in his pants.
And he's here to fuck.
Yeah.
Looks like he's pregnant with two children.
he's gonna give you at least three.
All these are the appropriate taglines. No. Yeah, I don't know. I thought this looked pretty good. I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm into this. This looks really good. I think the art style is a little different than the new Super Mario Brothers games, but it still looks pretty similar. But I don't know, just the idea of like, I got some Donkey Kong Country Returns, Tropical Freeze kind of vibes with the way that they were doing some of the art stuff in the foreground and the background. The trippy mushrooms is cool. And then, yeah, whatever the fucking elephant thing is, that's fucking weird, but I'm in.
Well, yeah, it's just cool that they're trying something that doesn't feel as safe with the 2D. Like the old other ones, like, just seemed like they were trying to be like really safe.
They felt dated. They felt dated in a way.
This one, they're trying something new, which hopefully is cool.
Yeah, and it comes out this year, which is fucking insane.
Yeah, October. Yep.
Yeah, they,
November
for the most part.
Right?
I feel like
no October. Good, yeah,
pretty good at announcing games that come out, and then occasionally they'll that come out the same year, but occasionally they'll do like the, I guess, Breath of the Wild and Metroid Prime 4, they kind of did not do a good job at those. Announced those years before they came out.
Right.
But
yeah, I thought for sure we'd get a Metroid Prime 4 update, but I think that every time. So
I don't think that game's real.
It may not.
They did that with Pikmin 4 too, didn't they? And that's Pikmin 4 earlier than...
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah. And then like 18 months ago, they're like, we better get working on this, man. Let's do this.
No, we got to get 1 and 2 on there first before we can get 4 out there.
Right.
Yeah, that was a direct.
It was a good direct.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan was interested, it sounds like.
You know, him and his Nintendo love.
I'm always interested in seeing what they're going to put out there. As long as they're not doing, like, 40-minute video on a Pokemon game.
Or all of the fighters in the next Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad, too. Yeah.
That was one of the worst.
Yeah, that was a rough time.
That was a rough time.
Okay. Any more news? Anybody got?
It's everything I've got.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to talk about things we've played. What is it that you have been playing lately? Well, I can get mine over with because I can save guns for later, which is what you guys have played, it looks like.
Yeah, big guns is what we played. Wild guns. We played wild guns.
Wild guns, we're loaded.
Wild arms.
Wild Arms. Wild Arms.
Loaded.
All of the Call of the Wild.
Yeah, that book. No, that's not what it's called.
Into the Wild.
Or that. I played Onion Assault, the hot release of the year. This is from the guy who made Gunman Clive.
Okay.
And Extermination Force, which are both better games. This is basically Super Mario Brothers 2, if made by an indie, one-man studio, I guess. It's fine. Something feels wrong with the physics to me. I got it. It was like
$4.
Yeah. And it just came out this year.
This game looks like an old Flash game.
Sort of, yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit disappointed. I was hoping for more, but...
Do you pull stuff out of the ground?
You do. You pull all kinds of things out of the ground. You pick up enemies if you get on top of them. Pick up a tank if you get on top of it. Like, I mean, it's got some ideas going. If something doesn't feel right about it.
Does anything chase you?
Not that I've noticed so far.
Yeah, that was like the thing I hated the most about Super Mario Brothers 2.
What chased you?
There was like some mask that chased you or when you grabbed the key. Yeah.
That was that one. Okay. No, not yet, but that's probably in there. Smoking. Not that mask. No.
That'd be good though.
Yeah.
Speaking of 3D platformers, I have been playing Clive and Wrench.
Okay. 3D platformer. How's that? Is that better than Onion Assault?
Is the wrench?
What's that?
There is the monkey the wrench? What's the wrench?
Yeah, monkey's the wrench.
Oh, okay.
Get it. This game did not get great reviews, and I was like, yeah, I need to play that because I'm an idiot. And I'm pretty into it, surprisingly, so far. It's just a 3D platformer kind of collect-a-thon thing going on. Not bad. I heard it was a one-man studio also, but I don't know if that's true. Called Dinosaur Bites Studio.
This looks like an N64 game, but like not in a bad way.
Yeah, and like the Switch version, you know, is...
The Switch version?
Amazing, I guess. I mean, yeah. It seemed to run fine, but it had a lot of updates I had to download.
Hold on, we have an incoming guest. One second. Let me add in our guest here.
Uh-oh. Is it your mom?
It might be.
Four expert.
No, it's Final Fantasy 16 hater. He feels like he needs to. feels like he needs to voice his opinion. So.
Okay.
Oh.
Asked if he could. Yeah. No spoilers of this here.
All my shit on here.
No spoilers of this game that you're about to shit all over, Tony.
Yeah.
You're about to shit on Clive and Wrench.
Yep, he hates it. He knows what it is, and he hates it.
Are we talking about Final Fantasy 16?
No. Not yet. Clive and Wrench.
Final Fantasy 16.
Have you seen a monkey in Final Fantasy 16? That'd be cool if there's a monkey. I'm hoping maybe one of the battles that you have to hunt down, maybe a monkey. A flying monkey. So yeah, Clive and Wrench, is this on other platforms also, Ralph?
It's on everything.
Yeah, it's a PS5 box.
Yeah, it's on everything.
So it probably runs a little better over there on a PS5.
Yeah, you know, of course, yes.
you just can't help yourself.
I just like playing with it in bed, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, you know, only way to keep it hard is to play with it in bed.
Yeah. Yeah, that, yes.
That's the way I've kept it hard.
I rolled credits on Getsu Fumiden Undying Moon.
Are you still high on this game? You still feel pretty good about it?
I am. I unlocked a new difficulty, and like I can keep playing to unlock new weapons and stuff, which I kind of have been dabbling in a little bit. Still probably a poor man's Dead Cells, but something about it clicks with
me. Clicks, hey, it's all right. That game gets a little cheaper. I would definitely buy it. So,
well, you got Dead Cells you can play.
Yeah. Got the Dead Cells. I wouldn't mind checking it out, though.
Okay. Is there a physical version of that game, or is it just digital?
It was a limited run did one. and actually the Konami store. So I got a Konami store version coming at some point.
Is that one cheaper than the limited run
version? No, it had a different cover. I thought the cover art was better. And if I'm picking the worst poison between Konami and limited run, I don't know. I mean, they both have their problems, but I went with Konami, I guess.
Yeah, the lesser of two evils.
Seems weirder and weirder these days. I finally stopped subscribing to them because it seems like a lot of their stuff just ends up at Best Buy and Amazon. So it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, no real desire to do anything other than sell their video games, which is what they're going to do to other parties once it doesn't sell properly, I guess.
Well, and like half the stuff they release anymore, I've never heard of. I feel like I'm pretty up on video games. It's like, where the digging this up from?
And like a lot of the stuff you post in the Discord, like I don't think Derek or I have ever
heard no clue.
So if you don't even recognize what Limited Run's posting.
Okay. Well, why don't you all talk about Final Fantasy 16 since everybody's here to talk about it?
Tony's not here to talk about it. Tony's here to shit on it. So why don't, Tony, because you're here for like just this. So why don't you speak your piece of how bad you don't. Ryan, go ahead.
Did you like 15?
All right, yeah. Go ahead and ask the question because I've heard all this already, so I don't need to ask these questions.
It's important in any good journalistic sense, okay?
Stop that shuffling
you have
cards.
Consenting opinions and dissenting opinions. And if we know anything from the Supreme Court, you got to have a little back and forth here. Now, you're ready to just take the full Final Fantasy 16-inch cock deep into your throat, okay? I am not prepared to do the same.
I love this game.
I mean, 16 is quite a bit.
Not for Derek. I mean, I don't know the last time you saw him, but
I know how to gobble.
He's ready for 18 and 19 and, you know, everything in between.
If I can hold out for Kingdom Hearts 3, I can hold out for an 18-incher, you know what I mean? So,
well, I guess some people do swords, so I guess not too much. I guess
I feel Tony would like to fall on the sword for this game because he's just over it. I don't know why do you not like this game so much?
I just look, people are praising this like it's game of the year. It is I think the biggest issue I have with it is it's just a roller coaster. Have you guys talked about it yet? On the
no, pod? this is our first pod.
Okay,
with
you kick it off. I'll add in. You all know. Right.
I mean,
did you play Type Zero?
Little teeny Zero. Bit back on PS3.
Yeah, because I think Type Zero was the other game. What was that, PS3 or was that PS4?
I think they re-released it on 4, right?
Yeah, because it was originally PSP.
PSP to PS4. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that was the other game that was like led by this guy, the one who did 16. So, and that game. Was a little more mature, kind of like 16 was. I'm not that far in 16, so I don't know
how many hours are you in there, Ryan?
I would say I'm guessing. I don't think you've finished it.
No, I have not finished it.
But I'm not very far. I got to the point where like there are two of the fire dudes, and one of the brothers is dead. So
okay, so you're still
kind of assumed he wasn't dead, but
yeah, Tony, shut the fuck up.
He's the Phoenix.
So
it's the Phoenix. What are you talking about?
Anyway, so you're still probably that's technically still like the intro of the game.
So I've finished the prologue. There's like a prologue thing, and then he's off on his own now, and people have kind of forgot who he was, Clive. I'm not very far in.
How do you feel about the combat so far?
Well, I think the combat's great. I think
I do too.
15, like this six, the combat in 15 took me a while to get used to, but 16, I felt like I got it right away. So
it's very fluid. I feel like it's very fluid.
I'm still one of those type of people that likes turn-based RPGs, so like that is my favorite kind of RPG, but of action RPGs, like this one does not feel that bad. Like it's no Tales. I think Tales are horrible at the action RPG stuff, and then Star Ocean is pretty similar, so like there's a lot of action RPG games that do not do it well, and I think this one does it pretty good.
Do you feel like with what you're seeing so far in the game, do you feel like it is a true Final Fantasy experience, or do you feel like they have made steps towards a different style of video game for the better?
Well, so I feel like they've left the Final Fantasy experience long ago.
Yeah.
15 was definitely, like, so 14, the, MMO one, I think, does it. To me, they left it with 15. Like, 15 was...
And, Ralph, you really liked 15, right? You played that a few different times.
Yeah. I did. It's well known I'm an idiot, so, you know.
No, I think 15's a great... I like 15 a lot.
And I think
my whole argument about this game hinges on the fact that like 15 did it all better, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no flying car in this one yet that I know of, but I.
True.
But yeah, so I think 15 is where they started. And like, I have no problem with them like saying every mainline Final Fantasy game we're going to try something new with.
Right.
And I feel like they sort of did that in the past with like 12. But 12, like looking back on it now, doesn't really seem too different. But 15, like, really sticks out as different.
Yeah.
And then I'm not too far in this one, but this one also does not feel like the other ones. So
I would say here's my biggest quote unquote complaint before we hear from the complainer. Is this game isn't an RPG? Like, it just isn't. You know, like you
that's correct.
The thing that it doesn't. I say bothers me.
Because like most JRPGs are not RPGs.
Well, so like I kind of wish that you were, you know, editing not just yourself, but you're equipping gear for multiple people. Like, that's not a thing. You're just focused on yourself, right? You only ever edit yourself. And there's three things, you know, you have your belt, your guards, and your chest piece or whatever. And then the other thing that bothers me is I do wish there was cosmetics. There are not really cosmetics. I don't know why I wish there were cosmetics, but it's just a thing. The three accessory slots, whatever. But yeah, the idea that it just doesn't feel RPG-ish in that sense. Like, the leveling up, of course, you know, getting abilities and dumping ability points, fine. I do enjoy the fact that you can reset your ability points willy-nilly and just put together whatever you want. That feels cool. And I think that's a huge bonus for the game that I think definitely is better than 15. But it just, this game is not an RPG in the sense that I expect it to be. And again, I don't know that it bothers me, but I just wish that there was a little more of the team-based element of, hey, I'm going to put this on Barret. I'm going to put this on Tifa. I'm going to put this on Aerith, whatever. It's just not there.
They do have JRPGs with just like a solo character.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I don't think there's only like, I don't think having a party is necessarily what makes it a JRPG.
Yeah, that's just one of the things that I feel like I'm missing from this experience is being able to edit what everyone else has and kind of have that symmetry with everybody. Otherwise, I think the combat is great. Exploration and the world design feels amazing. I think the character and like the story they're telling has been really fun, I thought.
A lot of F-bombs. I don't know if there are any F-bombs in 15.
Yeah, it does feel weird when somebody screams fuck in a Final Fantasy game.
That little kid, though, that is the Phoenix, reminded me so much of the little kid in Plague Tale.
It's the same voice.
Same
voice.
I think it's awful.
Yeah, we Tony and I were both like, this kid needs to die. Like, I can't stand this kid's voice. Well, and then you have the dude from Diablo is voices Cid. So,
yep.
Which one?
Lorath. Main character from 4.
Oh, yeah, played. Well, I played 4, but I didn't recognize.
Yeah, it's same voice. Yeah, cool. So kind of interesting there. But anyway, I am thoroughly enjoying this game. I don't feel like I'm pushing through. I'm probably 50 some hours into the game.
Yeah, you guys are way ahead of where I am.
I'm level 32. I'm just trying to take it for what it is and really experience what's happening. And like I said, it definitely. the reviews all talk about how it's kind of Game of Thronesy, and I know Tony doesn't feel like that's the case here in some aspects, and I definitely do, especially the deeper I'm getting into the game, the more of the 16 that I'm taking, it feels more like a Game of Thrones-ish thing with the complexity and the backstabbing and things like that. So I don't know.
How much of the 16 have you taken?
At least 8.
Okay,
I'm probably halfway through. I got another eight. I got another 8-inch.
You're taking more though, right? You're gonna take more in.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll just say this: like, I'm about 18-ish hours in, and it's a spotty 18 hours, which I think is as much a testament to the game as anything. Is like, I don't feel like I can sit down and play this game for 3 or 4 hours at a time, like I could for like God of War. Derek's shaking his head yes, that he can. Okay. It's just that doesn't work for me. And that brings me to what I think is the biggest issue with the game right now is like, and not even just right now, like this is the game. It is forever the issue. Is it's a very roller coaster between like high-paced action combat and then like an hour of bullshit downtime in a small town with a bunch of nobody side quests. And it's very fetch questing. Like that to me is the biggest thing, is like this, because they went so linear and it's not like a choose your own adventure open world. There are these absolutely high peaks of these cinematics with the icons fighting and like all of that cinematic. I mean, honestly, probably some of the coolest action in any video game ever, but then it's like, you're basically jogging through an open pasture, kill a few enemies, go get a thing, come back to a town, do a few of these side quests, and then you move on with the story. And it's like, it's just so up and down that I feel like Clive is the same as Noctis. It's the same-ish backstory. They look pretty similar. So that was a little off-putting right from jump, as it's like, oh, here's the son of a prince with kind of dark, scraggly hair. Oh, the family got fucked. Okay, he's on his own with his buddies. Like, it's all similar. His mom was part of the fucking.
He got fucked by his mom, dude.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, hypothetically.
Yeah.
And then it's like, even the start of the game, like the first side quest is at a restaurant, and I was like, that feels pretty on point for Final Fantasy 15. Like, so there are some parallels I'm drawing here, but Derek kind of hit on some of the other things that I have with it. Like, cinematics, great. Icons, pretty sweet. The evolution across Final Fantasy of like, there are these really rare monsters that pop up in the first few games too. Well, now you've got materia in a few of these games to summon these monsters. And then in Final Fantasy 15, they kind of just like were around. There wasn't really, you know, a way to summon them necessarily. And then now you got 16. It's like, you are the icon. You inherit their essence and can summon their powers and use their powers. Like, that's all great. The voice acting, stellar, really good voice.
Minus the kid.
Well, yeah, but that kid sucks. You'll have to deal with him for a couple hours, right? Yeah. So that's fine. I mean, unless there's flashbacks, I'm going to come through. But, and I think the story, like, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, the story, blah, 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 the story." I think it's fine so far. Like, I'm 18 to 20 hours in, probably halfway ish done with the story, and I think it's fine. You know, I'm not like over the moon about it. I don't think it's drawing me in. But I find it very hard for the 16th iteration to have such an original story that is somewhat in line with their franchise. So like, I'm not really bitching about the story, but on to some of the cons, right? I just can't get over how they had a game in Final Fantasy 15 that I felt like the combat was more fluid and intuitive in Final Fantasy 15. I think I'm not sure if Derek wants to say this or not, but like, do you get more weapon options?
What do you
or
mean?
Or is it always a sword?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just an upgrade of a different looking sword.
To me, that's crazy that in 15 you had a sword, a spear, a glaive, a trident, a staff. I mean, you had like all these different weapons that you could swap out, and the combat was dramatically different for all those. You had different combos, different abilities, and then you get one item in this game. You know, like that.
I mean,
it's so counterintuitive to me.
This game
for a live action game.
This game is very ability based as you go through it. Like, it is way more focused on you having, you know, mix and match abilities, and that's why, like, that's why the RPG part of it to me is a little lackluster, because again, you're not changing much about your character. The only thing you're really changing is what abilities you're utilizing.
Yeah, I don't think that you can even call this a role playing game. You certainly can't call it a JRPG. Yeah. First of all, there's almost no Japanese overtone to this. It's set in a medieval, like Eastern European kind of vibe, castles and kingdoms and fiefdoms and stuff like that. So there's not like any anime-y tropes. Nobody's like going, oh yeah, ooh, ooh, or anything like that. You know, like it's not Persona. So, and then yeah, the J is out. Cut the J out. Let's talk about the RPG.
I think it's still there. I think it's still there. Yeah. So like when I play that game, that is not how a Western developer would make that game. Like that, we already know like what Western RPGs look like. And so, like, Final Fantasy 16 definitely doesn't feel like a Western RPG. It definitely feels like it kind of has the vibes of, like, how a Japanese developer sees a Western RPG, which to me is kind of like what
Dark Souls is. An Atlantic Ocean RPG, split in half, you know?
So I still think it has it still feels like a Japanese RPG to me. So it's just, they're going, and so did 15, but it's like, they're like, going in there, like they're experimenting and trying like a different direction is all it feels like to me.
Sure.
But that's what 15 felt like too. So I still think it is a JRPG, like, but I'm not as far as either of you, but I think it still fits the mold.
Like, but I think the iterations that they change upon, right, like similar overarching story details and characters and magic systems and all that, like I think all of that kind of like works really well for Final Fantasy, but I think the differences between the games is one of the best parts about the franchise. Like, if every game was basically the same, like, why wouldn't you just play the latest one, right? I mean, there's a reason that people like to go back and play 4 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. It's like, they're all distinctively different, and they have their own individual charm. But, you know, the RPG part, I completely agree with Derek. Like, there's a couple... Final Fantasy's never been, like, a real heavy, like, gear game, right? Like, you have a weapon, you have a couple accessories, and maybe you have like a piece of armor, like that's basically it, which is very JRPG-ish. But like in this game, there's one weapon type, there's no cosmetic differences that I found yet, you know. So it's like some of that stuff is missing for me, and even like the abilities system is very lackluster. I feel like, I mean, you get a few abilities for each of these icons that you'll inherit, and you can upgrade those, and they do a little, you know, maybe you can lunge a little further, or you can combo a little bit longer or something like that. But I mean, for the most part, the skill development, it just doesn't feel like I'm very invested. You know what I mean? I don't get to pick my character, my name, you know, my voice, my anything. And
you can't call yourself Butt? Is that making you mad, or what? It's
like 15 did that too, right? But 15 had so much more customization.
Ass man.
Yeah, I could be a one-handed sword guy. I could be, you know, a staff guy. I could be a spear guy. It's like I could kind of switch that up. And you always had your crew with you too, which is kind of nice. So I don't know. I'm not feeling it nearly as much as the praise that it's getting online, which I don't think that I'm a contrarian by nature. Certainly not as much as Biggie815. I'm a little surprised he likes it as much as he does.
I just think it's super easy. Like, if I were to sell this to Ralph, right, who is not playing this game currently, I would say that to me, it is super easy to pick up and play. It is extremely good at getting its hooks in you as far as the story goes immediately. And so to be able to jump in, the thing that probably bothers me the most is it just seems it holds on to, it doesn't give you abilities as fast as I wish it did. That's one thing that I would say is I wish that the ability was like it doled them out a little quicker. And that's like the only real ability issue that I have. I think they're all really excellent and cool looking abilities. I think they work really well, and it's all cooldowns, right? So, I mean, it's just, that's the RPG part that I feel is probably most similar to what I would, you know, induce as an RPG. But to me, and again, this is you can't, it's not apples and oranges by any means, but Final Fantasy VII Remake to this doesn't feel anywhere close to the same thing, which for Ralph is probably a good thing because he fell off of VII Remake. This, I think you would like a lot more, personally, especially with it being so similar to 15 in Tony's eyes, and I know you like 15. I think the combat is so fluid, and it works so well. And even when you feel like, hey, I'm not doing enough, you know, I fought this thing earlier and I got my fucking ass kicked. And I was like, okay, what do I need to do differently here? And I've been rocking the same accessories forever. And I'm like, I'm going to just swap my accessories just for this battle and bump up my defense and then go in and merc him. Went in, merked it, and swapped back to what I wanted to. So, like, that freedom is there, and it feels really good. And again, the fluidity is there. I guess I want some more customization with my RPGs is what I'm missing.
So you're like 50 hours in, right? So yeah. The issue that I'm running into that I am looking at as a negative right now is, like, I think the combat is a little monotone. You know, like, I feel like I'm doing the same combo, like, mash the button four times. The guy goes flying. I lunge in. I do that little combo. Then I, like, dash over to the guy. Like, I feel like I'm doing basically the same thing a lot. You know what I mean? In God of War and Final Fantasy 15 and other ARPG or live action RPG combat games, like, I feel like I'm a little more varied on my combos and my abilities. This feels a little like, feels a little button. I feel like all the enemies have about half as much, half too much HP. You know what I mean? Like, they need to have about half.
I don't know. I got nothing for you there because I think it's just fine.
You feel like it's just perfect.
Yeah, I don't. It feels like, completely fine to me. I mean, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, I mean, this guy, like, you can. I think they added like a vertical component to me that makes more sense with like the jumping and being able to slam down on enemies. Like, I don't know. I felt like 15 was their attempt to do a action oriented game, and it was like an extremely Japanese way to do it. And I did not like to me, the 15 combat made less sense than this one. This one seems like a more straightforward attempt at doing an action combat game that's like kind of similar to like what From Software did. Like From Software's attempt of an action RPG made way more sense. Like 15 felt like it was like the super flashy, over the top Japanese style of an action RPG.
Yeah,
that's as a person who is not from Japan, from the West, just seems like it's overly complicated and doesn't make much sense. And that's why, like, to me, like 16 does it way better. Like, it's still got some Japanese stuff that's a little wonky, but it feels like they're more trying to do the more straightforward combat style.
I will say, I think the lock-on mechanic is bad.
I don't think I use it all the time.
I just feel like I don't feel like it works as well as I wish it did. I don't know.
It works really well. Like, the thing about the combat that I'm not sure if I really like or don't like, frankly, is, you know, like in a lot of action combat games, like, again, Final Fantasy 15 was like this. You know, the Batman games, God of War, like when you're surrounded by enemies, they're all trying to attack you. There are like intuitive alerts or visual indicators that like, hey, there's an attack incoming. You got to dodge, or you got to parry, or you got to block. Like in this game, you can be surrounded by five enemies, but like you are only really ever fighting one. In all the combat that I've had, Derek, like, I don't think I've ever been like ganged up on. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You lock into one enemy, and the AI is such that like, you're with that enemy, which you can effectively stun lock these enemies, smaller ones, right, where you don't have to worry about dodging. You can just keep button mashing. So it's hard to know whether to like or not like that.
I think
it's preference.
I think
the magic, like if somebody's got magic, they're usually like targeting you if you're not really paying attention.
Well, and
they've
added some like things later in the game with like people will cast barriers or healing stuff, and then you have to use certain abilities in order to get through. So like they're slowly adding in some elements that are not early in the game that you're like, oh, okay, this feels familiar. Like, hey, he's got a barrier on that you can only take down with magic, so you have to use your abilities to get him down to be able to hurt him. Okay, cool. This person's going to heal everybody, so that no matter what you're doing, like, they're going to fucking heal these people, so you got to attack them first. Okay, that feels like an RPG. Like, all right, let's do these things. But I think based on what everyone is saying, and again, back to trying to sell like someone who isn't playing this game, like Ralph on it, is it's super easy to pick up and play. Like, is it one note? It can be at times, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's a fluidity thing. And for me, it works. For Tony, he wants something a little more, you know, developed or a little more, you know, complicated, but not in a bad way. To me, being
able to, want to be able to do more shit.
Being able to jump. I mean? But see, like, that's the thing is, like, I will say, you know, yeah, I don't know. I guess I think I heard this on a podcast somewhere. Apparently the combat director of DMC is the combat director for this game. And you can definitely feel that. It feels very much similar to that style of a Bayonetta or a DMC where you're just, you know, slicing, right? Where you've got the added ability of like, okay, you know, these will help your stagger meter go down faster. These are just hard hitting. These are whatever. The only thing I wish is there was a little more of a, hey, use this for these enemies. Use this for these enemies. That's what I wish was there, but it's not. And you can just...
Well, isn't that there for the magic? Like, wouldn't the magic be?
So for the magic with certain people, yes. And it's very specific, though. It's not like... I haven't seen a thing where, hey, I'm in a grassy land, so you would think my fire magic is going to do more than anything else. Well, that's not the case. It ultimately all does the same, unless it's a stagger meter. And there are certain things with the stagger meter that work the best. At least that I have found. Maybe I'm missing a codex somewhere that tells me
what it was supposed to be. Because in previous Final Fantasies, like Final Fantasy 13, you're building up a stagger.
Yep.
You probably did in 15 too.
It's all based on stagger meter. Exactly what this is.
And it's like the different type of magic. Like some magic would make the stagger happen faster on certain enemies. Some physical stuff would make the stagger.
The only thing I've seen is that you get certain abilities that will take their stagger meter down faster, but it's only one set of abilities that does that, as far as I've seen.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten that. I haven't really gotten that sense, and like I think certainly what's noticeably missing from this combat compared to a lot of other Final Fantasies and JRPGs, it is like a strength weakness system.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't, you know, if you're fighting an ice enemy, your fire attacks don't seem to really fuck this enemy up anymore. Yeah.
That seems to be missing. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think for a player who doesn't want that, it's very easy to pick up and play, and you don't have to think about that kind of stuff. You know, you don't have to think about what do I need to mix and match here, especially considering what they're doing is timing you with cooldowns. So you don't want to say, hey, you're in this ice territory, but you only have two fire abilities, and you got to wait, you know, 47 seconds for this one and a minute and a half for this one. So then all you're doing is definitely swiping with your sword. That's fucking boring. So I think that's why it's all pretty even playing field, minus the stagger meter specific magic abilities. But I would say this is one of the most successful Final Fantasies I've ever played. That's what I would say. Maybe it's boring for you or you don't like it, but for me, if I was, again, telling people that have never played one of these, this is a great game to jump into because it's super fucking easy to jump into. And it's fun. It's really fun. That's why I can sit there and play it for hours, unlike you, Tony.
Clearly.
Ralph, what I'm saying is buy this game.
I sit around and I play a 24-year-old MMO all the time, though, so, like, what do I know?
We didn't ask what you've been playing. You're here to talk about Final Fantasy 16.
I'm just giving you...
We don't care about EverQuest. We don't care about your fucking...
New expansions out this past week, guys.
But, I mean, that's why I feel like for Japanese RPGs, I prefer the turn-based stuff because I feel like a lot of Japanese developers do not get the action stuff right.
I would agree.
And especially like I hate the Tales series so much. to me, it's like if they have a turn-based combat system, I'm probably going to be able to get through the game. So that's why like when they went with the action one in 15, I was pretty nervous because I just assumed that they're not going to do it well. But they did it well enough. Much better than I think the Tales series does. And then this one, I think they've taken like a next step to make it even more like how what you would expect from a modern game's action to be like. But I don't know. I'm not that far in, so I don't know if it like falls apart later on. But so far it seems like I feel like I got it like immediately.
Yeah. I will say it took me a little while. Like I said, it felt kind of flat with the first, I feel like that prologue is a little long on the tooth. But yeah, once things start get rolling and you know, abilities start coming, it really opens up, and it's just like, all right, bam, bam. Like, you just feel like you're bouncing around and just fucking things up. And I will say, to your point, the vertical abilities, or just the vertical combat that you have, both whether it's jumping and lunging towards somebody in the air or pulling them down, all feels really good. So.
Yeah, which they had some of that in 15 where, I mean, that was the part that was, like, kind of crazy and, like, over the top was the aerial part of the combat in 15.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I haven't played 15 in a while, so I don't remember all of it. But I know, like, they had to try to make some of it feel like it was doing it for you. It almost felt like, because, like, it is kind of weird to have a character flying around and jumping. It's the same kind of thing in the Dragon Balls stuff. It just doesn't really work well unless they automate it to like do things for you.
No fishing in this game so far, though. So, I mean, it's got that, you know, that you put that as a negative, I guess.
There's no fishing in 13 either.
15.
Yeah, no, I know, but there's not fishing in all of those games.
No.
I would say 15 was the first one that there was fishing.
Yeah,
right?
I was just saying to Tony's point of it being the same game, it's like, there's no fishing, so it's not the same.
Boy, I mean, there's...
you haven't got to it.
There's no vehicles, right?
Not that I've seen, yeah. I mean, there's one vehicle, not a vehicle, airships? Though. No.
Is that even an airship?
I can't tell you that. Anyway, there's giant chickens everywhere is what I mean.
Oh, yeah, the chocobos. Yeah, I know. Chocobos. I mean, there's no Ride That Chocobo song, I hope.
Man, what if there was, though?
I hope there's not.
I just recently changed, like, once you get to, like, your, like, whatever hideout thing, there's, like, a jukebox where you can change the music, and so I picked the most Kingdom Hearts song that I had unlocked recently, so it sounds like Kingdom Hearts when I'm walking around the safe zone. It's kind of nice.
Is Troy Baker voice any character?
I don't know, but I should look that up. I'm sure he does somewhere.
He was Snow in 13.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he was in 15, but he might have been.
I mean, how do you not have Troy Baker somewhere in a video game at this point in this day and age?
The man's everywhere. I mean, he's been in a lot of anime games, so.
Yes. Okay, that's it. Tony, what else do you have before I kick you out of here, unless you're hanging around to the end of the show?
No, that was it. Thanks for having me on. Okay. Sorry that you like this game.
Yeah, you better be. Can't believe it.
What a terrible person I am. Okay, yeah, bye, Tony.
Bad. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Anyway, there you go. Little Tony Welch for you on episode 327.
You didn't want to talk about Diablo?
Sure. Yeah, I finished Diablo.
Did he finish it?
He probably finished it together.
No, Tony got mad because I guess I could have kept him on so I could fuck with him about this. Tony got mad because I was waiting for Chris and Garrett to play so we could all play together. Tony didn't want to wait and just blast it through it by himself, so he was super, like, way over leveled before we were even done with the game. And then he powered us through the two, like, big dungeons that you had to get to be able to unlock World Tiers 3 and 4. So we have all those unlocked. But I have not went back to Diablo since 16 came out for multiple reasons. The biggest of which is when the season starts for Diablo, you have to make a new character. And so while I really enjoy my Barbarian and have had a really good time with it, putting more time into that character when I'm just going to have to re-roll a different one for the season and any of the rewards that you get for that seems kind of pointless to me right now. So I'm okay waiting to get back to Diablo. But yeah, the game finished up really well. It's a Diablo story. There was more story in that game than I expected there to be, and some of which that I didn't even understand. So,
I didn't want to mention this, but like, wasn't most of 15's story like incomprehensible? Like,
yes, it was very Kingdom Hearts, and like you had no fucking clue what was going on.
So that's why I was like, that's also why I wasn't such a big, like, I liked 15 and had fun playing it, but
it just made no sense.
I'm not a big fan of like the like incomprehensible story where I feel like, okay, I just have to ignore what's happening because it doesn't matter anyway.
Some of the work
you didn't watch Kingsglaive though.
No, I did not. Was that they probably movie. Had like a comic book too. Yeah.
Oh, I've still got Kingsglaive on Blu-ray for some reason. If you want to check it out,
I don't pay.
It's four Blu-rays. Diablo's story. It's four discs,
probably.
Yeah. I don't pay much attention to the Diablo story either. So
yeah, I didn't really
surprise me.
I had no idea what was going on at a certain point, and Tony was there at the end when we were playing it, and he's like, "Do you understand what's going on?" I'm like, "Fuck no, I don't know what the hell's going on. Fighting this demon and this demon. Oh well, this demon and this demon did this together, and blah blah." And I'm like, "I have no fucking idea what's going on."
But always like, that's one of the things that like I forget about being a kid, about like how you don't know that many things and you haven't experienced that many things. So like, whatever you do watch or whatever, you know so much about it,
right?
Because like my brother's kids will ask me about stuff that I've played in the past or that I've like that I like, and they'll start naming off all these characters and like I know who the hell that is or what they did, but I have seen it or played it.
Right.
I don't remember because I've lived longer and have long forgotten that thing.
It's just a easy thing to get rid of. The brain can only hold so much. So.
Yeah.
But no, Diablo 4 is good. I've not really experienced much of the post-game content. Again, because to me, once Final Fantasy 16's done, it's done. I can go back to Diablo because Diablo's still going to be there, and I'm still waiting on the...
unless you want to get the platinum.
I don't, so I'm good. I'm okay with that. I will go back to Diablo 4 and continue to play that. Because I think the only other game that's coming out anytime soon that I care about is Oxenfree 2, which comes out in a couple weeks. So,
so that means no AEW for you?
I am not spending $70 on a game that does not have commentary or most normal features in any video game. So I'll wait for that game to get to $25 and probably pick it up.
What if commentary was DLC?
Isn't it already?
Well, yeah, just... create your own commentary.
Can it be Snoop Dogg on commentary?
Yeah, but you gotta be stoned.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Are you gonna be a barbarian again, or are you gonna try a different character?
No, I think I'm gonna roll a necromancer. It's probably what I'll roll. I don't think I'll do another barb.
Pick the easy class.
Is that the easy class? Then yes.
Well, it was in 3 at least. Yeah. I'm assuming I'm playing as 1 now.
Currently,
but
yeah.
I just assume it'll, unless they tweaked it a lot, but yeah, I was like way overpowered in 3.
I don't know for sure, but that is definitely the class that I'm going to roll. And it's not that I don't want to, again, I'll go, if I get to the point that I finish 16 and I'm still waiting on the season to come back, I'll play Diablo 4 as my character that I have now, but I want to enjoy the season pass and all that stuff with it, so if I got to roll a new character, I don't want to burn myself out on running a bunch of shit that I don't have to when I got to restart
anyway.
You also
have a stack of unopened games.
Shut up. Don't talk about those. Dead Space is staring me in the face, you know.
Oh yeah, you should do that. Game's not that long. You should play that one.
I could probably blow through that pretty quick. So, you know, installed Inscription after waiting on it forever and didn't play it. Bought Alan Wake the other day for $12. It's free this fucking month because why wouldn't it be? Because my luck is the best. So Alan Wake Remastered, picked that up for free if you didn't buy it like my dumbass did.
You'd probably like Dead Space more.
Rogue Legacy 2. I haven't played any Rogue Legacy 2 yet. So, I mean, I've got a stack of digital games that I need to play too that are quote unquote unopened, you know? So, I've got stuff to play. But Diablo 4, a great time. Definitely one of the best games I've played this year. And I will get back to it. So.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about? Or on Ryan?
I think that's everything. I don't think I've played anything else. So, on to the man.
Finished. P3P.
Finished that, I think I might have finished that yesterday. Like, nice. Just finished it.
Nice.
Definitely glad to be done with that. I probably didn't really need to finish it, but I was already, like, so close to the end. I totally forgot, like, how, like, there's special, achievements, trophies for these characters too, but there's like special bosses you could fight. And I remember doing it when I played it on the PSP, but I forgot at like how you have to have like such a certain setup to fight them or they just instantly kill you. So I just walked right up into one of them thinking like, oh, I'm already like level 99, I can just go in here and put it on beginner and
smash.
Yeah, and nope, I immediately instant kill. And I was like, so then I look up and I was like, oh, God, I have to have like this specific build just to freaking
fight this.
Kill this. Yeah, so I was like, I don't really want to do this.
That's annoying.
Yeah, and then I also thought about like, I ended up with like the Persona Compendium, which is like all the different Persona you can fuse and stuff at like 70-something percent. I was like, oh, I could just, I already maxed out all the social links, so I could go use everything and get to 100%. And I was like, nah, I don't really want to do that. But and there's other optional content in the game too that I could have done that I just didn't do. I just kind of finished the game and finished as a male character. I played the female character when I got the PSP version, so don't plan on doing that again, because I was like, when I looked at my save file, it was like over 80 hours, so not, I probably won't play Persona 3 again until the remake comes out. and then it's still like the core gameplay is pretty good. It's just, yeah, I just don't like the portable version of the story. And that was like made even more apparent when like I booted up Persona 4 Golden and it had the it looks really sharp, runs really well. I think it's like 4K 60 frames per second. Not that you really need the 60 frames per second for that kind of game, but just seeing like the actual stuff acted out in front of you while you're watching it looks so much better than just two still images talking to each other. So that was nice to see from Persona 4. And I guess I'll have to wait till the remake comes out for Persona 3 to get that. But for that story anyway. But Persona 4 Golden, I would definitely recommend. Like, I'm guessing it's just the PC port. But it runs well, looks well, plays well. And I'm still like in the early phases. The only thing that was weird is I forgot they did a new voice for Chie. And I guess if you've never played it before, it won't really matter. But since I've played the PS2 version, the new voice sounds more annoying than the original. So that kind of sucks. But
I don't know. Yeah, I've never played annoying. It, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you've never played it, I would advise not to go and look at any of the PSP.
Okay.
Because once you like hear the difference between the voices, you're probably not going to like the new one. But and she talks a lot. She's very vocal in all of the cutscenes. So, but I guess you could always just skip the cutscenes. But I mean, then why play the game?
Got to play the game. You got to get through the cutscenes.
Well, yeah, like most of the fun part about playing Persona is like the weird story and the different characters. So yeah, it's not really, I think that's partially what like makes those games so long is like the first playthrough, you're going to want to see all that and you don't want to skip it. So you're definitely in for like a 70, 80 hour ride, just for that. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I don't know. I haven't really been playing much of Final Fantasy 16.
Gotta get on,
so I don't
man.
Know if I'm gonna. Yeah, and I haven't got back into Diablo either, so I don't know when I'll resume those.
Sure. But,
what about Zelda?
No, I haven't. I don't know when I'm gonna get back into Zelda either. Like, to me, of all those games, Zelda is the one that's the hardest to get back into because
it's just bad.
Just because of like the lack of like direction. So like I feel like you'll go into that game and after not playing it for a while, I'm immediately gonna feel lost and then not necessarily know where to go. So that one just seems like it's the harder to go back to once you stop. But Diablo is probably the easiest to go back to. Final Fantasy 16, at least where I'm currently at, isn't too hard to go back to because that game seems pretty linear.
Yeah, Diablo's combat is the easiest thing to just pick back up because you're just pressing a button.
Multiple buttons, yeah.
Well, fair, but yeah.
Yeah. Multiple buttons at different times. One main button pretty much all the time.
So it's basically Balan Wonderworld?
Yeah. It's basically Final Fantasy 16.
Costumes. Yeah, except for when you like run into an enemy, like you don't lose your costume, you just
okay
a bunch of damage.
You're just naked all the time.
You can be do a naked run Diablo.
Yeah, that's how I like to run.
Yeah,
know.
The only sword you're swinging is the one in your pants.
Yeah. My melon balls.
That's where magic comes from.
Yeah, your melon balls are just fucking your giraffatitis or whatever the fuck it was called, and elephantitis.
Man, yeah. my dick's neck is so long.
It gives a whole new meaning to be a neck deep, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, a neck romancer, you know.
I think that's what missed opportunity there from Activision Blizzard.
Oh, yeah. The visual is so bad.
Well, and it's undead.
Kind of hickey you're giving your neck.
Oh, sure.
Call that a dicky. Welcome to Store. Are we just, what? We're moving on.
Yeah. Go for it. It's your show, man. Take it away. Do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Surmise Score.
Everyone surmises score. Welcome to Surmise Score, the segment of the show where we try to guess Metacritic scores for games that are not out yet. During this time, we're still playing games from our backlog list. If we lose, the winner gets to make the loser pick a game from their backlog list. This will never end. A game that we surmised scores for a while ago that's hot on everybody's mind, Diablo 4.
Yeah, all right.
87 out of 100. That was the PC version. It had the most reviews. So let's see. Coming in second place with a guess of 89... was Derek.
Ooh, all right. I put some stuff on there thinking it was me. I'm in.
Almost nailing it, basically, with a guess of 88 was Ryan.
Oh, Ralph, the big L.
Taking it from behind with a guess of 83 was Ralph. Ryan, you've won the right to make Ralph play a game from his backlog list. The backlog list, sponsored by Mountain Lightning.
Thunder.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Dr. Thunder. Have you heard of Dr. Pepper? Have you heard of Olipop? Have you seen Olipop yet?
No, I have not. Okay. What is that?
Don't try it. It's like a soda, but it has like things for your belly to be like what are those called? Enzymes, the things that like
probiotics.
Thank you. So it's like has to be cold all the time. It can't get hot.
Yogurt soda. Yep.
it's what's her name's new sponsorship? Jane Curtin. No.
To have milk that had probiotics in it.
What's her name? I can't remember her name now. Jamie Lee Curtis. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, she was the Activia lady for a long time. Remember?
No. Yogurts and drinks.
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But Olipop is like, it's just a soda flavor. It's a soda beverage that has that stuff in it, but it has to be cold all the time because it's probiotic stuff. Tried a couple of those yesterday. Not good. Don't drink them.
Okay.
Tried a grape. Well, tried a grape that tasted like grape soda, and I don't like grape soda.
Helped your... Taco Bell situation.
I'll tell you what, I tore up the toilet. And I only had a sip, so maybe. and then I tried it, their version of a Dr. Pepper, and it tasted like cough syrup, and it made me very unhappy. So
you saying you are antibiotics?
I am the only antibiotic you'll ever need.
Are you sure it wasn't just laxative they put in your drink instead of probiotic?
If it was, that would explain a lot.
Okay. Ryan, if you found a game from my backlog list,
I don't know what this Snow Bros game is, but
you know what it is.
It's an old arcade game, but it was a remade.
Yeah, and I don't know what the Nick and Tom special is, but I don't know if we want to find out. But
you could.
And then I see. Did you just put Super Princess Peach on there, or has that been on there?
I did that a couple days ago. Like, it was on there months or years ago.
Yeah.
Removed it and I put it back.
But I'm thinking I'm gonna do the Vampire the Masquerade.
Swan Song.
It's newer, it's hotter. It doesn't have the Nick and Tom special that I know of, but maybe.
Might have the Dick and Dong special.
Yeah. Well, it could. I mean, it's not like Vampire, you know, they're into Dickies, I think. I've heard.
Yeah, I like wearing my Dickies when Dicky. You know, little Dicky. Dicky Simpkins up in this.
Oh no, not Dicky Simpkins.
Somebody remember Dicky Simpkins.
That game was that game kickstarted or have some crowdfunding or some weird stuff was around the development of that game.
I'm not sure. I mostly just bought it for $5 from Woot. And yeah. I could probably make my money back on this if I had to.
What's the running total for your purchase to sold ratio so far on Mercari?
Well, I don't know what I've cleared.
For tax purposes, we're not allowed to reveal this information.
Well, I really don't know. I've sold over 2,500 this year. Wow. The problem is, like, I'll be like, oh, I sold things.
So I should buy
and then, like, as soon as I buy them, I'm like, huh, I hate this. Now I don't need to sell it because it's going to lose value the longer I keep it if I hate it.
Oh, the circle of our circus of value.
This is, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I will play Swan Song at some point. I need to get that installed. I don't think I haven't opened it yet. Okay, let's turn my scores for Everybody 1-2 Switch, because apparently it has no reviews yet, and it is available now.
Amazing. Let's do it.
That's a Nintendo first-party game, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And it has no reviews? That is messed up.
Yeah. Probably bad. Ryan, what do you think?
I'll do 69.
Damn it! I was going to do 69. Fuck!
Derek, you want to also do 69?
No, I'm going to take the lower. I'm going to go 68.
Okay, well.
Sandwich me? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there it is.
Because I don't have any hope for this.
No, not at all.
Okay, well.
That's the way it goes.
That is that.
Episode 327.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over.
In time, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 327 coming to you soon.
Yeah, probably. If it was Kingdom Hearts, it probably could
never coming if it was Kingdom Hearts.
Well, they use whatever numbers they can think of.
Right. So it's possible. With decimals, even.
Yeah.
If 3 is just 3.27 is what it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ralph, have you been watching your...
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you've been watching The Righteous Gemstone since it's come back. I have not watched it, but I wondered how you were feeling about it.
I have. The season isn't great so far. Like, it's still funny in parts, but I don't know what the plot is. It's going nowhere.
Was there a new season of that other show you liked on Netflix too? I Think You Should Leave. Was that recently?
Oh yeah, it was only 6 episodes, and each episode's like, I don't know,
not long,
less than half an hour. Maybe it'd be 15 minutes. I'm not sure. Zeke breezed through that real quick. It was also disappointing, I thought, but it's still funny in parts. Yeah.
Do you think Tony counts Kingdom Hearts is a JRPG?
You want me to call him back and ask?
So I think it technically is one.
Yeah, it is. I would consider Kingdom Hearts more of a JRPG than this.
That's crazy, because I feel like it's less, but...
Kingdom Hearts is so good.
What?
No. I guess it's in the category of this, I don't know.
I didn't say it was understandable, I said it was good.
Kingdom Hearts underrated.
Underrated for sure.
It's one of those games where you just like lay back and let it do what it wants to do to you. You don't have to understand.
Yes. The rape of a video game. That's exactly what is happening when you're playing Kingdom Hearts.
In your mind.
Yep.
Especially with like Donald just, oh man.
Yeah. The Keyblades are coming fast and furious from your ass.
16-inch keyblades. Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. You have the right hole for that to fit in.
Only one hole, but there's many blades.
It's not about finding the right hole. It's about finding the right key.
Yep.
Always been my problem.
You gotta try them all. Find the right one.
That's the Kingdom Hearts new tagline. Gotta try them all.
So, y'all just playing Final Fantasy? What are you doing?
Final Fantasy, maybe some Diablo. I mean, Ryan keeps reminding me of this fucking giant stack of games I have, so maybe I'll get into those. I downloaded the demo for that Lies of P game, and I didn't play it.
It's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I just deleted the demo. I was like, oh, fuck it.
But that game doesn't come out for a while. Yeah. I think it was like an early access or something.
Yeah, it's coming out in the fall, I think, so... Yeah, I mean, my goal right now is just keep playing Final Fantasy and try to finish that, and then get back to the blowing, and then we'll see in between. I mean, I haven't touched Destiny in what feels like ages.
Probably for the best.
It's apparently not doing great right now. I don't know. The online community around Destiny is pretty angry. So, I haven't fucked with Fortnite in a minute either. I completely deleted Call of Duty the other day. So, like, yeah. The only Fortnite and
you know what you should download Final Fantasy 14.
I've downloaded Final Fantasy 14 multiple times and never actually tried it. So that seems like way too much of a time suck.
I can confirm you can finish the main story.
I remember you playing it. You played it down when you lived in St. Joe, right?
At least Summit.
Sorry, yeah, at least Summit. Yeah, that's
that
where
place is a little further.
A little further, yeah.
Drive, yeah. But
that's where you finished it, right? You played it down there.
Yeah, finished the main story in a month.
I remember you just jammed it through with your 1 month. That was funny. You were playing with people from work, right?
I started that way, but they kind of dropped off.
So you said, "Fuck it."
I think I'm the only one that finished the main story. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me. Final Fantasy and whatever else. Mostly Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get back in the game. See. I don't know. I'm guessing Final Fantasy 17 is not going to be like 16.
I hope Final Fantasy 17 is just a 10th version of Final Fantasy 7.
I assume it's gonna be like Mario Party.
I hope not.
I played some Mario Party just yesterday, so I got beat.
Which one?
Superstars. Which one? Superstars, the newest one. Nice. I got beat on Princess Peach's birthday cake level.
Unbelievable.
Some sad cake. I had to a big old donkey. I had 200 coins. 200 coins I had collected. Didn't get a bonus for it. Unbelievable.
Economy is messed up.
Can't even, just absolute garbage. Ralph, you fell off Dead Space, I realized.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ralph, do you still have Dead Space? What?
I didn't want to talk about it, but what? Here we are.
What?
It's been sold.
It's been sold.
No!
Well... Here's the thing.
It's no! Like,
this is going to sound stupid, but I was playing it, and, like, it was fine, but I was just like, this feels like someone imitating Dead Space. And, like, it's clearly a Dead Space remake, so it is. Yeah. But, like, I guess I don't know what I was wanting out of it.
Did you play Callisto Protocol?
No, I still haven't sent you like an asshole.
You don't have to.
I'm just going to drive it down there. Fuck it.
It'd be interesting to see what you think of that after, like... having like kind of weird feeling about Dead Space.
Yeah, and like it was definitely well made, like Dead Space. It's just like I've beaten that game twice, and like I know it's different a bit, but I don't know. I'd rather just have a new Dead Space. I
mean, it is different, but it feels like the Dead Space you played before. So even though it's like a little bit different, it's still like almost all of it's going to feel the same to you.
I can't believe you sold it already.
You know, I don't know. Why can't you believe that?
I mean, I can.
I get a game in the mail and then have it sold the next day. Like, this is what happened.
this game took
you,
too
listen,
long.
You are Gamefly at this point. You are just in and out of the games.
Like if I had, like, if I was always in the red.
Yeah.
If Gamefly was always in the red, then
right,
yeah.
That's right. Probably right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It okay. might be. Gamefly might always might. Be in the red.
That's true. Okay, so Final Fantasy for me, Final Fantasy for Ryan.
Maybe. It might be more Persona 4 Gold.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, P4.
That's acceptable.
Ralph.
I guess stick with Cliven Ranch. I've been playing the Itch Rhythm some more. So that's cool. And then some Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, it sounds like.
Did you ever finish Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze?
I did.
Okay. What's that?
You played as Monkey Kong, didn't you?
No, that was only the Switch version.
Oh.
No, that's the easy mode. No, I mean, it was a bitch, but I did it.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I was going to say, that would be a game I'd like to play again, try it again. I know it's so fucking hard, but...
I don't have the save file anymore, but I did beat it once, so I can't prove that I beat it.
I believe you.
So my brother bought that game for his four-year-old, and then like he was telling me, he's like, is that game supposed to be hard? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's way harder than Mario, because I guess his kid is just not doing well.
Yeah, that is a punishing game.
Absolutely.
If there's any game that's going to teach you what it was like when we were playing games as kids when they were punishing, that's one of them. Like, that is the game that will tell you, like, this is not for the fucking weak of heart, bud. Like, you got to figure this out. But if you can take this, you can take Final Fantasy 16-inch right down the gullet.
If you can, just funk
it up. Yep.
I'm going to pick up Final Fantasy 16 at some point. This is... I see no reason to do it quite right now.
No, I do think you would like it, though. I mean, truly based on... I mean, Tony saying it's just like 15 should make you feel very good, and then I think it's way more accessible. I don't think it's like 15 at all.
Yeah, I was like, I don't get the 15 vibe.
I don't either. He's insane.
I mean, I played the demo a little bit, and I liked it.
Yeah.
From what little gameplay there was in the demo. But yeah, I liked the way the combat felt.
Yeah, I feel like I should go back and play 15 to see if the combat was easier to grasp than I remember. But
I played it a little not too long ago, and it's kind of weird. I don't remember it super well, but it's not, you know, as fluid as 16, of course. Yeah.
To me, it feels like, I don't know why, but for some reason, it seems like Japanese anime... fighting games or whatever, they feel like you need to fly. And flying doesn't really work that well in fast-paced combat that you have to play. So, from what I remember about 15 is, like, it had, like, really flashy combat that you actually couldn't really do yourself, so they made a lot of it happen for you. Like, your character flying around and jumping around.
Yeah.
They tried to make it, like, lock on and go right to whoever. So I felt like they go over the top with the combat to try to make it look really flashy, but in reality it doesn't really work that well.
Well, in 15 you're just like holding the attack button also, I believe. Like you're not, you know, keep hitting it like square, triangle, whatever. Yeah,
and that's what this is doing, is you're just mashing the whole time, which is I don't think is that big of a deal, but
Yeah,
to each their own. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't have to do that though. You could treat it more like, I feel like a lot of games have been influenced by like that Dark Souls stuff where you could play Final Fantasy 16 slower paced and methodical, kind of like Dark Souls, where you're more like thinking about what you're dodging. They have that parry thing too.
I don't think it's personally like how I would want to play those games. Again, I don't even try to dodge in this game because I feel like the action's so heavy, it's hard to see when the timing is. But obviously they mitigate that by having that ring you can put on where it'll auto dodge for you, which fine. I don't put any of that shit on there, but, I don't know. It's a really good game. So,
okay. Well, maybe I'll find out one day, but
check it out. Check a look.
Yeah. Other than that, I need to go eat some lunch, so let's get out of here.
Goodbye.
Derek, Ryan, Ralph, Tony. Thanks for being here, Tony.
12 minutes of nothingness.
It was more than 12 minutes. But No, I don't know. I didn't count. Goodbye. All right, level up. Love you, bye.